The 14 students who were enrolled under false documents played for Grady's football team, but interim Atlanta superintendent Errol Davis says he doesn't blame the students.
This is quite frankly disturbing to me, the lens that some parents went to falsify documents, signed affidavits.
Davis says one parent even used an expertly forged power bill as a proof of residence. Some of the students have already voluntarily withdrawn. Others have been asked to leave, but at least one student has paid the $10,000 out-of-district tuition to stay at Grady. That student is a second-semester senior. Grady's registrar office is responsible for enrolling students. However, Grady parent Lee Wilco says the Atlanta Public School System is not giving the registrar's office the resources it needs.
I have a problem with saying that it's not the school district's responsibility, but it's the responsibility of these overworked employees here who've been begging for more help.
Davis emphasized APS doesn't have the resources to check every student at every school. But he says the school district will act upon specific accusations.
And we cannot afford to just say, all right, let's go look at every sport everywhere. But what we can and should do is to look at what processes or policies or procedures do we have in place that easily allowed this to happen.
The first report focused on the Grady students. A second report, due out in a couple of weeks, focuses on whether school employees were involved in the fraud and the disciplinary actions they might face. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.